to the Evan Bray Show. I am so excited for this next conversation. I have mentioned on this show before that in my actual day job, I do a lot of work with trauma survivors interacting with the media. And it was through that lens that almost exactly a year ago, maybe even to the day, I'm not sure, I met our next guest. She and her family had endured an unimaginable loss with the murder of her brother, Roman, in Regina, and they were preparing to address the media. Well, in the months since, I've learned so much more about this beautiful soul who's sitting across me in studio right now, Ava Miller, and her prolific work as a poet, as a writer. And it's through that lens that she joins me today. So, Ava Miller, thank you for joining me. Welcome to the Evan Bray Show.
Thank you for having me.
I've just loved getting to know more about you and your beautiful family and the work that you've done in the months since we last met. And you've created so much beautiful work, from a children's book to a book of poetry to so much more. And I want to talk about your brother, Roman, just for a moment, because you've told me in various conversations before this that he was a big supporter of your writing and that he would read everything that you wrote. So while this book that we're going to be discussing today is not about Roman, it feels like he's very much a part of it. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. Roman has always been my biggest cheerleader. He reads everything, like from the rough draft to the finished work. And although this book isn't necessarily about him, he's woven in every piece just because I reflect on my times with him and just our moments, laughing, sharing, and his critique. And so, these pieces aren't about him, but his spirit resonates throughout my work.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that, Ava. Let's get into your forthcoming book. It is called Failure to Favored, and it's due to be published next month. I've read an advanced copy, and it is beautiful. Even though it explores another trauma in your life, one that is relatable to so many of our listeners, and that was your divorce. Now, this is a chapter book, a memoir, but it felt so poetic. I felt like I was reading a book of poetry when I was reading it. How would you describe this book to our listeners?
Because for me, I've always liked talking and sharing stories. And I would sit there as a little girl just talking to myself and talking to God. And then that leaned into me writing. That's just how I cope, how I'm able to navigate life challenges, and just how I see the world. So poetry is something that... It's just who I am. I don't know how it came about. Maybe it's through songwriting, because that's how I started writing poetry, is through songwriting. And so that's...
Of course you're a songwriter too, Ava. Like every conversation I have with you, I learn about some new project, some new layer.
Yeah, that's just how I see the world, and that's how I navigate the world. So naturally, although this is a memoir type book, it's really rhythmic, and it feels as though it's poetic.
It's really beautiful. You just mentioned talking to God growing up. Your faith is a strong through line in this book. But me being an agnostic, I really felt while reading this book that as much as you leaned into your faith to heal during your divorce, you found so much healing in yourself. So, for example, you write at one point, quote, "Through every trial I have faced, one truth has anchored me. I will never abandon my God, my creator, my Yah. I do not always understand his ways, but I know his presence is steady. And if he is present, then he will bring me through every obstacle, over every hurdle. No valley is too deep, no storm too fierce that he cannot lift me again." And Ava, just reading your book and knowing you, I couldn't help but feel that you could replace my God, my creator, my Yah, with myself. If I am present, then I will bring me through every obstacle or every hurdle. No valley is too deep, no storm too fierce that I cannot lift myself again. What do you think of that? Like, when you look back at this journey, can you separate yourself from your faith?
That's such a beautiful observation. I love that you connected those two ideas. For me personally, I can't separate myself from my faith, because I feel as though regardless of where you are in your journey and how you identify and where you pull your strength from, the source of your strength, I lean into my faith and my creator, my God. So I can't personally, like in the moments when I'm alone and I hear nothing, somehow he's present and I can feel him comforting me and I can feel there's a presence there. And so if there's a presence there, I know it's not me because I feel alone and I'm very isolated. So his presence, I feel, has always insulated me. And I've always felt this love, overwhelming love, even though it's not necessarily through someone's presence. Like, you know, like I just feel a spirit. Mm-hmm. I just feel something. Mm-hmm. And so I personally can't separate me from my faith. And so that's why it was deeply challenging for me, this journey, because I felt in those moments when I wanted to hear from him, there was nothing but silence. Mm-hmm. Even though I felt his presence, there was nothing but silence. And then I at some point felt abandoned and alone. And that's okay sometimes to be in the stillness, but you need some encouraging. And I didn't find any of that. And I was able to still push through. But I can't separate. I cannot, just me personally. Mm-hmm.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tamara Cherry in for Evan Bray, and I'm speaking with Regina author Ava Miller, author, songwriter, so many things, poet, about her forthcoming book called Failure to Favored. And Ava, you're in discussing your divorce in this book, you talk about forgiveness, mm-hmm. saying that you've always forgiven others quite easily, but that, quote, the forgiveness that evaded me like a shadow I could never grasp was the forgiveness of myself. Mm-hmm. You go on to write, and the question whispered relentlessly, how could you not have known better? I feel like this is going to be so relatable to so mm-hmm. many people in different paths of life mm-hmm. who are listening to this. How did you find forgiveness for yourself?
I'm still in the process of doing that. Mm-hmm. It's ongoing because I was very good at shelving my needs and putting others first, because in the Caribbean, like even growing up in my home, we're taught to make sure that we make someone else comfortable, right? You make them comfortable.
People pleasers.
Exactly.
Me too.
Exactly. You make others comfortable, and then you can deal with your needs afterwards. And so as a young child, I've learned that through seeing it in my family. And so innately, that's just how I lived. And so now when I took the time to do inventory and to look at where I was, I believe that if I had been more present and took care of myself, I've been able to move differently in my life and in my marriage. And so I held a lot of resentment that I didn't take care of myself. I didn't honor this person that I was, and I didn't think that my needs were important enough to look at and to sit and to reflect more. And so, yeah, like I'm still working at that.
But what a beautiful thing that you can reflect in that way mm-hmm. and love yourself enough to resent the fact that you felt like you weren't loving yourself enough. Mm-hmm. There were so many passages in this book, Ava, that I highlighted that mm-hmm. made me just go like, mm-hmm. oof. One of them was this one. There's a special kind of shame that women carry when things fall apart. The kind that makes you smile in public while your heart is breaking in private. Mm-hmm. What is it, do you think, that makes us smile in public when our hearts are breaking in private?
I feel as women that we learn very early to perform strength. Mm-hmm. We see it in our moms. We see it in our aunties. We see it everywhere. And so it's easier for us to just smile because we're not ready sometimes to have hard conversations. We're not ready enough to be vacant and to be vulnerable because we have to carry everything we're meant to carry so much. We carry children. We carry the burdens of our spouses in our homes. And so to now say I'm falling apart, and to now say I'm depressed, or to say that I need someone, sometimes is challenging because the other person may not have the space or the capacity. And you don't want to just be hopeful that the person has time mm-hmm. to listen. And then, do you know what I mean? Like you're then met with disappointment. Mm-hmm. And so as women, we just learn to smile through it all. And we do it very well. Mm-hmm. No one knew what I was carrying because I felt that it was my job to cover my home, to cover my spouse, to cover my family. And so I took pride in that until it was just too much. And I believe, like you, like I was saying, that as women, we learn to perform, and performing strength is not fair to us, and it's not fair as an example that we're setting for our children, especially mm-hmm. our daughters.
I want to just hold it there because mm-hmm. you were holding on to a lot during this time that you're writing about in your book, mm-hmm. not just trauma from your divorce, but there's so much that you share in there that I think lends itself to so many lessons and words of wisdom for people going through a number of things. So we're going to go to a break, mm-hmm. but we'll be right back here on The Evan Bray Show with Ava Miller, Regina, author, writer, everything, so many things, Ava Miller. You're listening to 980 CGME and 650 CKOM. Every day, every day, every day, every day I write the book. Welcome back. Speaking of book writing, I am in conversation right now, if you're just joining us, with Regina, author, writer, songwriter, poet, so many things, Ava Miller, as she prepares to publish next month her forthcoming book, Failure to Favored. And Ava, we've been speaking a lot about this book, and it is about your divorce and the trauma that you suffered from your divorce. But while you're exploring the trauma of your divorce in this book, you also work through trauma from miscarriages, trauma from your childhood. Mm-hmm. And I heard so many universal lessons in reading this for people, but I wonder, what do you hope other trauma survivors from whatever traumas we face in this world we'll get from reading about your own journey?
I think the biggest thing for me, it was a healing journey, being able to make notes and to take the time to be reflective and to write down my emotions and to process everything. So that's important to do, is to spend time with yourself and to find out what your needs are and being able to work through it, and whether you need to talk to someone, and whether you need to explore resources that are out there, you need to do that. So healing is important. It's necessary, and you're worthy of the time spent to heal. And it's not a linear journey. Mm-hmm. That's what I've learned. It's not linear. And because the slightest thing might trigger an emotion and push you into, or it feels like it's pushing you back to all the, or pushing you away from the work that you've done and pushing you back. Those moments are moments to remind us that we're not quite there yet and we need more time, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. And so just to spend the time and to do the work, and to be encouraged and to lean on your friends and your family and to explore other ways of trying to heal and to pour back into yourself. We mm-hmm. need to pour back into ourselves. And that's important because you cannot pour from an empty cup. Mm-hmm. And so you need to be replenished, and healing is a part of being replenished.
And it sounds like too, I mean, through your book, but also just through the conversation we've been having today, Ava, that mm-hmm. part of the healing ideally would come before you've experienced that trauma, right? Mm-hmm. It is taking care of yourself day to day. Is that fair to say?
Day to day, that's fair. I absolutely never neglect yourself. Mm-hmm. And life gets busy. Work, family, extracurricular activities. But never neglect yourself. You are worthy of the time spent to be poured into, like I said. You're worthy of knowing that whatever work is necessary, you need to do it. Mm-hmm. And it may require some time, and it may require more than you feel that you have the capacity for. But just take the step towards that.
Mm-hmm. I want to, before we end, I had asked you before, but then I forgot to bring it up during the break, if you could potentially read a passage from your book. But would you like me to read it, the one that I wrote down, or do you have it in front of you?
No, you can read it.
Okay, I didn't want to put you on the spot.
No, go ahead.
But this is a passage from your book that I think can help so many listeners who may be going through so many different things, mm-hmm. Ava, whether it is the loss of their marriage, mm-hmm. as you describe in your book, or their job, or their health, or a loved one. Mm-hmm. And this is the quote. I used to think grief was a season, something you could outlast. Now I know it's more like weather. It returns without warning, and you learn to carry an umbrella even on sunny days. The goal isn't to outrun it, but to walk through it without losing yourself. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to share that because I feel like it just encapsulates so much of your journey, mm-hmm. and what so many people are probably going through right now in whatever walks of life. Mm-hmm. Ava, I've been talking about your book, Failure to Favored. It's not for sale yet. Mm-hmm. You are in the process of setting up pre-sale stuff on your website. But yes, in the meantime, how can people stay in touch with you and figure out how they can get their hands on this book?
Okay, so email booksbyasmiller@gmail.com. So B-O-O-K-S by B-Y-A-S-Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R@gmail.com, as well as my Instagram. It's IM_nameless18. That's on Instagram.
Yes, everybody, folks, all you younger folks out there, head to Instagram @IM_nameless18. And like Ava said, you can email her and stay in touch with everything that's going on in her publishing world at booksbyasmiller@gmail.com. Booksbyasmiller@gmail.com. Ava, it has been such a pleasure to have you here speaking about Failure to Favored. I love that it's going on sale next month because perfect time for the holiday season. And when we were in conversation in recent weeks, you were telling me about all sorts of other projects you have on. So when I'm back in the chair filling in for Evan, you and I, we're going to be doing some talking. But wonderful, thank you so much for taking the time and sharing a bit of your journey with us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, folks, coming up after the break, we are switching to another topic entirely. I will let you wait and see what that will be. But for now, it is coming up to news time, and you're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.